Off the Ball, GAA.
Reportedly that Brian Fenton has retired. The thing is, he's just 31. While he may be just 31, it's a decade, an unbelievable decade with the Dubs.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way we hear from Jordy Barrett for the first time following his move to Leinster, the Irish trio attracting interest in France, and a sexual assault trial involving former Ireland centre Chris Farrell gets underway in Bordeaux. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Munster have confirmed that Alex Nankivell has signed a new 2-year contract with the province. The centre scored 3 tries in 19 appearances last season, his first for Munster. This term, the 28-year-old has started in 3 URC fixtures, with his game time limited by a hip injury. However, he showed no ill effects during Saturday's win over the Emirates Lions at Thomond Park. Nankivell's new deal will take him past his 30th birthday to the summer of 2027 with Munster. And Munster begin their Investec Champions Cup pool campaign this Saturday at home to Stade Francais. Mike Haley will be monitored this week ahead of that game, having been removed from the Lions' win as a precaution. However, the fullback passed all of his HIAs. Munster will be boosted by the returns of their Ireland contingent for that game at Thomond Park. Tig Byrne, Craig Casey, Jack Crowley, Conor Murray, Calvin Nash and Peter O'Mahony are all training at the High Performance Centre this week. Munster go into that game, of course, with Stade Francais without a full-time replacement for Graham Rowntree. Dennis Leamy and Mike Prendergast signed contract extensions last week to stay on as defence and attack coach, respectively. On this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Alan Quinlan was asked if either could still yet be named Munster's new head coach.
Well, it'd be strange for somebody to come in now and inherit a full coaching team. It has happened a lot of times here. It's like, do you want the job? But those coaches are already in place. You've got to go in and work with them.
Yeah.
It's not like a football scenario where he arrives in and says, everyone's sacked, I'm bringing in my own people. It's just not feasible from a financial point of view. So, yeah, I think they may end up, you know, I think they may end up looking at this for a while and not rushing into a decision. Ian Costello kind of steers the ship, and the coaches that are in place just do what they've done.
Does a director of rugby potential where you bring somebody in is more experienced than Prendergast, and you give Prendergast the opportunity?
The head coach role, yeah. I think that's the template that would work for me. But then if you're bringing in a director of rugby, it's very much a similar role to what Ian Costello is doing around a performance director.
Yeah.
You know, how do they both work? I think the stability of bringing in somebody with experience or behind the scenes. But then if you bring in a head coach, does that, you know, Dennis Leamy, Mike Prendergast, they've probably their own aspirations about what they want to do with their coaching.
And if you sat down and had a proper conversation, said we're bringing somebody in for 2 to 3 years here, you're going to learn under them, we'll give you further exposure to the bits that you haven't got already, and you are next in line, that's our succession plan. Would that be acceptable to someone like...
I don't know. I think both, like Mike is a lot more experienced in a sense that he's been on the road now a while. So I think he's either ready to go. I think he's ready from a qualification point of view to go, or else he wants to stay where he is.
You can hear much more from Quinny on Ireland's victory over Australia by becoming an Off The Ball member now. Go to offtheball.com/join to do just that.
Off The Ball is coming to the 3 Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off The Ball's Brian O'Driscoll. And in the white corner, England's World Cup winner, Austin Healey. England's World Cup squad member, Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healey, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the ball.
Ulster duo Jacob Stockdale and John Cooney are the latest Irish internationals linked with moves to France. Stockdale, who recently made his return to the international fold in last month's win over Fiji, is being linked with Racing 92 and with Lyon. Midi Olympique reports that video conferences have been organised with the player and his representatives, with Stuart Lancaster's racing further down the track in that regard. Meanwhile, Bordeaux are tracking John Cooney. They apparently view the goal-kicking scrum half as the ideal complement to Maxime Lucu. Current backup at scrum half at Bordeaux, Yann Le Gourgues, is leaving for Biarritz in the summer. However, Meadall say that Cooney isn't the only scrum half in the Bordeaux crosshairs, with Wallabies international Tate McDermott, Lyon's Martin Pajarello and Zebre's Argentina international Gonzalo Garcia also in the frame. Ross Byrne, meanwhile, is yet to decide on his future. Montpellier remain interested in the Leinster and Ireland fly half, who has seen provincial teammate Sam Prendergast oust him from the international reckoning. They're not the only team sniffing around Byrne either, with Leicester also making him an offer. Jordy Barrett says he's been given the royal treatment since his arrival in Ireland to play for Leinster. Despite operating as water carrier for Friday night's win over Ulster at Kingspan Stadium, Barrett says he had no less a chauffeur from the airport than Tadhg Furlong. It's hoped that Barrett can play some part in Sunday's opening pool fixture in the Investec Champions Cup away to Bristol. He spoke to Leinster TV's Paul Cahill about the move.
Was it a strange week of preparation when you know you're going to be facing a lot of your soon-to-be teammates in a city you'll soon be moving to and in a stadium that will soon be your home stadium?
Yeah, it was a special week. It was one I was looking forward to the minute I signed with Leinster. It was marked in the calendar and it was such a great week. It was different to the times I've been in Dublin before. There were plenty of people around Dublin that were happy that I was in Dublin and they'd keep saying to me, yeah, welcome to Leinster and they're glad to have me. So that was pretty special. And it was a funny feeling playing against a few of the Irish boys with Leinster and knowing that I'll be hopefully chucking on the jersey beside them in a few weeks' time. So it's pretty special.
Moving to the other side of the world for a second time, it's never easy. How much of a help is it that Tyler Blaendahl, who you worked with in New Zealand at the Hurricanes, how exciting is that to work with him again?
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, it's probably as good as I could have dreamt for in terms of continuity and my own game and trying to grow as a footy player. He's an outstanding coach. He's a guy I have leant on a lot in the past few years at the Hurricanes, well respected there, and I'm sure he is here at Leinster as well. So I'm looking forward to the growth and the relationship that we can continue here. Great guy too, so he's going to add a lot of value for Leinster.
Finally, the sexual assault trial of five former Grenoble players, including ex-Ireland centre Chris Farrell, got underway today in Bordeaux. It's alleged that three then-Grenoble players, Dennis Coulson, Loic James and Rory Grice, raped a then-20-year-old woman on the night of March 11th and 12th of 2017. Farrell and former Kiwi back row Dylan Hayes are charged with failure to assist a person in danger. Coulson is a former prop who moved to Connacht after the alleged incident, before stints at Lansdowne and Stade Francais. Coulson, James, Grice and Farrell all left Grenoble in the summer that followed the alleged incident, with Farrell signing for Munster and going on to make his Ireland debut later that year. The trial was due to begin in June but was delayed due to Coulson being injured in a road accident here in Ireland. All five maintained the incident in question was consensual and one of the five had filmed the incident. The trial will take place in camera, meaning no journalists or members of the public will be present during court proceedings. If found guilty, Coulson, James and Grice could face 20 years each in prison, while Farrell and Hayes face 5-year sentences. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.